What kinds of things was he doing beyond Bluefield?
He was mostly involved in bands, and some of those bands I played with him sort of after high school, and I'm talking about the early 90s. And then in 99, we did a theater show called Players, which is really popular here in Charlottetown, and he asked me to write that show, and he already had two writers. So he asked me in on that, and I'd studied writing, but I'd never thought about doing theater. I was trying to write screenplays and sell those and just living in a basement, and this was so tangible. We could write something and produce it here in Charlottetown, and people would come out and see it. So he really put that show together, and he really got the ball rolling for a lot of us. I think a lot of us were kind of very creative, but not really sure how to express ourselves here in Charlottetown. Music was one thing that came more easily, but as far as theater went and short films and those types of things, he really pushed us along. And then at some point, probably in the early 2000s, Christian moved to Montreal.
What was he doing in Montreal?
Well, he attended McGill University, decided he wanted to go back to school and become a teacher. So he did do that, and he started teaching in 2007 at a school in Montreal. He was teaching media studies, which was not where he had intended to go, but where he ended up and where he was really good. He found a mate, Angela. He fell in love, and they ended up marrying 2 years past now. She's still in Montreal.
And did he get sick?
Yeah. Christian was diagnosed with melanoma in January 2009. It started with a mole on his side. He had an emergency biopsy, and it went from stage 2 quickly to stage 4. He went through several trials, treatments, chemotherapies that would prolong its spreading, but eventually spread to his brain. And at that point, it was just a matter of time before he succumbed to the cancer itself. Yeah, so he had it almost 3 years he had it before he died, yeah.
How did he live with that diagnosis and the treatment and then the knowledge that he might not get through it?
I found he was really, like, interested in everything that was going on with his body. Like, he made it more of an experience than something bad happening to him. He really made a point to live his life, like, to the fullest after that.
Yeah.
And pushed us to. He was really about family. Family was so incredibly important to our brother. And he really was the one who kept us all connected, the six of us in the family. He would always make sure that, you know, birthdays were remembered, holidays were celebrated. Yeah.
So he was an inspiration in life and as he was moving towards death.
Yes, absolutely.